We have a couple of guests with us. Atara Siegel is here. She does spell her name correctly, but I don't think we're related.
Nope.
Atara Siegel is Development and Community Engagement Director. Would that be the way of putting it?
Sure.
Here at Cab. I'll keep making it up as I go along. And Rav Noam is here. We know him as Rav Noam Konigsberg, and we have seen him multiple times in both Israel and the United States.
You don't actually usually get to see him when you're interviewing him. It's too dark.
That's true.
We like talking to no one.
That's correct. If he ends up being late in the show, you're right. Anyway, Noam Eisenberg, Konigsberg. Noam Eisenberg is your cousin.
No,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Noam Konigsberg, who ever thought we would reunite in Parksville, New York, here
right.
at Camp Ask. Welcome
right.
to the show.
Thank you very, very
nice
much.
Nice to see you, my friend.
Yeah, great to see
Atara,
you.
Atara, nice to see you as well.
Great to be here.
How is the summer going so far, Atara?
It's amazing. Yesterday, something new that I know we're talking about the Pillars Bunk, which is amazing. And yesterday, I was in the Girls Beit Midrash. It's a brand new, beautiful Beit Midrash.
And where is that? What direction is that?
It's over there. It used to be the kitchen when I was a waitress. And we had, I think there's like 6 tables, and there was not enough room in there.
Wow.
It was amazing.
That's pretty interesting. So it's not just care for those who are in difficult situations in camp. It's also keeping up with one's own personal Torah journey, men or women.
Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim.
That's pretty impressive, I must say. Boy, oh boy. Rav Noam, have you been here before, or is this your first summer?
We have. My wife and I were zochet to visit a few summers ago for a Shabbos. But this time we're here for a number of weeks, and it's just an entirely different experience.
And what is that experience like? What is it that's so special about this place?
Look, I'd like to quote my wife, who says she loves sitting at the center of camp on one of the benches and just to watch, sit there and watch the goings-on, what's happening around us. And she says she can see the malachim dancing. She can see the malachim rejoicing over the great chesed that is taking place here. And
as somebody responsible for Ruach, as you are, you take that very seriously. You're glad to hear that that what you're doing has been a success.
I think the dancing and the simcha in Camp Hass doesn't necessarily need someone generating it. I think it's so integral to everything that happens here.
Right. So you're gaining from it just like...
Absolutely.
So Atara, what does development and community engagement mean?
That means we have amazing new projects. We always have new things coming. Every time I step foot in Camp Ask, after not having been here for a year or two, then there's new things going on. And I think just today's day is about it. I have, coming back today, I have my niece was with me for Shabbos. She worked last year. I have two nephews coming, who, like, one of them worked here, and my niece-in-law worked here, who met here. And actually, they met in high school, whatever. But, like, it means bringing in people and the parents of all the counselors and then grandparents. We have some third-generation people who are working here. There is nothing like that. Community engagement.
So this is the point we were making before. The camp is now open to the community in an organized, proper fashion. We don't want people to think that they're people invading the campus when they're not supposed to be. But a day like today gives everyone an opportunity to see what's happening, to reunite in many cases, because the camp now has been around for so long, to reunite with people you've worked with and have been, you know, counselors for, and to, you know, really get an opportunity to see what this is all about.
It's international. There are people from all over the world. I live in Israel, and there are people I haven't seen in decades who I see on days like today.
It is pretty. We were talking about that also before. Campers come from international places. Support comes from international places. Staff comes from international places.
I was swimming the other day with a girl from England and a girl from Australia.
It's unbelievable, I'll tell you. The whole thing is incredible. So why is it that staff members here are spending 6 tables worth of evenings in a Beit Midrash program, and you would think that after a full day
right.
of dealing with the activities that counselors need to deal with here, one would have one would wish to do something different with their spare time.
Right. Look, I think the common thread that we find in our staff here in Camp Hask is that they're driven by their kesher with Torah. A vast majority have come here after their yeshiva year or seminary year. And that strong bond with Torah is what's driving them. And naturally, they want to maintain that kesher and nurture it. And the chesed that they're doing here is fostering a whole new connection with Torah.
It's a good combination, Torah and chesed, right. Huh? As our tradition tells us.
Absolutely.
Well, Rav Noam, wonderful to reunite with you. Continued success this summer. Atara Siegel, anything else you'd like to tell this audience?
I think I want to add one more piece that Rav Noam didn't talk about last night. He, at 1:15 in the morning, he was playing
music. This morning at 1:15?
1:15 this morning.
Holy cow, Rav Noam, how are your eyes open now?
You need a sentence.
Sum it up for us. What was it like during the 1 a.m. hour?
Look, it was a very, very uplifting time to spend time with staff who are giving to Klal Yisrael, but they're doing it mitoch Yisroma Mus HaNefesh. They're doing it because their soul is on such a high madrega, and they're trying to intensify and strengthen that kesher. And through that, even though they were up to 1:15, today is going to be a stronger day for them.
I hope you're right. Amazing. Yeah, the schedule up here is pretty wild. Thank you both very, very much. Rav Noam, Atara Siegel, thank you very, very much.